alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, it's good to see you.
You too, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Long time.
Long time. How you been?
Good, good. How's Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, it's very good. Oh, it's a bit different this year. I've not been able to go to the mosque. But alhamdulillah, it's gone very well. I can't complain.
Yeah, that seems to be everyone's problem at the moment.
Yeah. Inshallah, we'll be able to go back to the mosque soon. How are you finding it?
Alhamdulillah. You know, the real test is now because of the last 10 nights have come up.
Yeah.
So I suppose this is the time when we really need to buckle down and, you know, do our best. But mashallah, last time we met, you were talking about how you were working on your tajweed and stuff like that. How's that going?
Yeah, so I've got my teacher. He's from Sydney, EMED. So we have two or three classes a week. Alhamdulillah, it's going well. It's actually very tough trying to sort of perfect all the pronunciation and stuff. And we're trying to perfect the surat as well. But alhamdulillah, I'm really enjoying it. I've improved a lot and you can always improve and get better though.
Looks like you're driving somewhere.
Yeah, because I'm with my dad. We're just going to check out something.
Okay.
But I've got Zoom on my phone. That's all right, isn't it?
No, it's all right. I'll try to make it quick for you. How long is the distance?
As in to my destination?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be there in 5 minutes. So inshallah, I'll be in the car talking. So that
should be fine. No worries, inshallah.
Is Basim joining in as well before you start? Sorry.
Yeah, I asked him, but he said he's at work. His question was, do I have to? And then I said, yes. And then he responded, I'm at work. I'm busy at work or something like that.
Nah, inshallah.
It would have been good if he could have made it, but inshallah, look, I won't be asking anything tough. Yeah, yeah.
Did you want to wait for him or?
No. He told me he's not coming.
Okay.
So no worries. I wish he was. But
next time.
No worries. All good. In any case, look, for someone who has no idea about football whatsoever, what is it that you actually do?
It's That's actually a tough question. I don't think I've ever been asked that before. That's my dad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. Footy is the number one sport in Australia. It's around footy. We kick around. There's a lot of rules within the actual game. Each game, there's probably 50 or 60,000 people. A lot of fitness, a lot of speed. It's something that I've grown up with my whole life. And alhamdulillah, I've made a career out of it now. So, yeah, to be the number one sport in Australia where there's 25 million people and millions of it play the sport, it's actually, if someone hasn't been to a game or no one really knows about it, inshallah, go on YouTube, you can search up the rules and how it is and you'll fall in love with the game.
Right, right. Do you have like a particular role on the field that you have to stick with? Like you've always been that particular role or does it change from time to time? How does it work?
Yeah, so everyone, so there's 22 players, 18 on the field at once. Everyone has a role. So I'm a defender. My role is to stop goals and at the same time when I can get the ball, try to get the ball down to our forward line and score. So I think the good teams, the ones that most of the time win the premiership or win the cup, everyone has a role and they just play their role. So yeah, everyone's role. And we do a lot of preparation during the week to make sure we know our role and we're playing it on game day, which is very important.
Yeah. People listening to this will probably think I'm strange for not knowing these things.
Nah, it's all good. Inshallah, yeah. You'll get to know a bit more now.
Inshallah. So when did this all become a passion for you?
As long as I can remember. I know I played my first game at 6 years old. Ever since I can remember, my dad used to play footy. My uncles used to play. It's always been a passion of mine to play at the highest level, which is AFL. So it's always really been a part of my family. And yeah, it's something that, can you remember when you were 3 years old? I probably can. So yeah, it's my whole life. Footy's been a part of my whole life, so which has been great.
So when did that point happen where you decided, okay, I can make a career out of this? Or did your parents always want you to be a lawyer or a doctor or something like
that? I wish. I tell people I'm studying law or studying medicine, which they don't believe, but my parents always supported me whatever I wanted to do, so I've always wanted to be an AFL player ever since I was a young kid. I'd have the footy in my hand always, whether it be in the house or just walking around the backyard or going to the park. I've always had, Allah's always instilled belief in me. I've always felt like I was good enough to play at the highest level. And I thank my parents a lot because they're the ones that supported me, took me to training, came to my games, and it was just there when I really needed them. So I really thank them a lot. And yeah, like I've always, ever, like as I mentioned before, I've always wanted to play AFL footy. And to be able to do that now, alhamdulillah, it's something I'm truly grateful for every single day.
My guess is that along the way, while you were training and practicing before becoming a professional player,
yep,
people were probably telling you, oh, you know, don't waste your time or something like that. Was that the case?
Yes, subhanAllah. So you always get varying opinions about your attributes and how good you are, or if you're going to be on an AFL list. So there's 16 or 18 recruiters. There's 18 AFL teams now. I missed out on 3 drafts. So people or recruiters were telling me that I wasn't good enough, or I don't have the fitness or whatever it may be. I won't be able to play at the highest level. But alhamdulillah, as I mentioned before, Allah gave me the belief and instilled the belief in me that one day I will be playing AFL. I didn't know when. So for me, it's not so much to prove people wrong, but it made me work harder. I was more motivated to make my dream become a reality. And alhamdulillah, when it did, it was it was bittersweet. I got drafted. I'm living out my dream, but at the same time, I had to leave my family and go to the Gold Coast. Yeah, as I mentioned before, I'm so grateful, alhamdulillah, to be waking up and living out my dream, which is amazing. I don't call it work. It's something that I really love and I'm passionate about.
It's amazing to hear. I think one of the things that people don't realize is the physicality attached to what it is that you do. You mentioned a while back that you run a certain distance every week.
So subhanAllah, if you don't, as you mentioned, if you don't watch the game of footy or you don't know much about it, where most of, we run from probably 12 to 15 kilometers a game. So that's just varying on your position on the field. So it's usually 12 to 15 kilometers. That's in one game. So that's usually 2 hours. But it's not just jogging. There's a lot of sprinting. There's a lot of maximal efforts. As you mentioned, there's a lot of, it's a brutal sport sometimes because there's tackling. It's a 360 sport. There's marking, there's bumping. You can get tackled to the ground. There's just so many elements to it. But we prepare ourselves during pre-season to make sure we're fit enough and alhamdulillah, fit enough to get through the season, but to get through games. We're very sore after games. It takes us probably 4 to 5 days to recover because you're running yourself into the ground. But for me, I get to eat my favorite food, which is chocolate and McDonald's after a game, or KFC, which I really look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an unlikely response from a professional athlete, like you enjoy chocolate. Like that's something that my mind finds a bit strange.
Like, subhanAllah, like where I've got a sweet tooth. So for me, I love my chocolate. And so if you have a good balance, if you're working hard, and I don't eat every single day after training. I have it once or twice a week. So in moderation as well. But you still got to live. You still got to enjoy the stuff that you like. And usually I'll do that after the game. I sort of treat myself because I've worked hard and I've sort of earned it, which I feel. Who doesn't like eating chocolate? There's a new chocolate caramel. Everyone loves it. And it's the most tastiest chocolate in the world, I reckon.
Right. I reckon there's a sponsorship somewhere there.
Inshallah, if anyone from Cadbury are listening, I love my chocolate. And if you want to send me some chocolate, it'll be amazing. Because it reads around the corner as well.
I remember you mentioning that you run a certain distance every week for your training.
Yeah, so
it's a crazy amount, right?
So in pre-season, we're training pretty much 5 days a week, like with meetings and gym times, all in between. So we have like 3 main sessions, and in that week, we'll be running close to 30, 40 kilometers in that week. So that's during pre-season. We're doing 10, 12 kilometer sessions, and then you got to rest for a bit, you got to have lunch, and then you go and do weights. So by the end of a main day, you're very tired. So by the time you get home, all you want to do is sleep. And as I mentioned, we train like that for 3 months to get our body used to the rigors of the game and be able to run out a game and play a full game without, inshallah, any injuries. It's pretty tough, but we love it, alhamdulillah.
How more difficult is it when you're fasting? Have you ever played a game whilst you're fasting?
Yeah, so fasting's I've been asked this a few times. Subhanallah, I play my best footy during Ramadan and when I'm fasting. And even I felt it even the last week or two, or even the last 2-3 weeks when Obviously, I'm training by myself at the local park. Allah just gives you energy. You wake up for suhoor, but Allah, when you're training, Allah just gives you that strength and that motivation and that energy to hard sessions become just a bit easier, which is amazing. But even in games, I play my best through footy during the month of Ramadan. Our intention is to fast, and our, we have the sincerity to fast as well. The club as well, the club amazing in the way they moderate my program, even in training as well. I don't train as much as the other boys, so making sure I'm training just enough so my body's right to play and allow me to break fast and then come back and do weights after after I break fast. And we look forward to the month every single year. SubhanAllah, it's the most blessed month. Sometimes I find it hard to describe it. It's just, it's so special. And even this year, even though we're not allowed to visit the, or we're not allowed to go to the mosques and pray, but it's allowed us to pray tarawih at home and for me to lead a prayer and to become more confident in leading prayers, which is a goal of mine, to lead a prayer in a masjid one day, inshallah.
How is your tajweed these days?
It's getting better, alhamdulillah. As I mentioned before, me and my teacher have two or three classes a week, and we work on different surahs. So we worked on the Fatiha for a while, and I'm still working on that as well. It's tough, but it's very rewarding as well. My favorite surah is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. So I've just memorized 30 verses from that, and the 78 verses. So I've memorized 30 in the last week, which I'm really happy about. And inshallah, I can memorize that in the next, you know, week or so, or 2 weeks. And then me and my teacher go over that and practice the pronunciation and the tajweed, inshallah.
So where did this zeal or passion for the Quran come from? Were you practicing at an early age, or is this something you acquired after becoming a professional footballer?
Yeah, subhanAllah. So I had a teacher when I was a young kid, and you learn, so obviously you learn Arabic. But it was only like 2-3 years ago when I went to Umrah, and I've always, you know, listened to it, and I never thought, I'll go one day, inshallah, I'd love to lead a prayer. But being able to, and then going to Umrah and then seeing Sheikh Sudais, seeing the Sheikh, mashallah, you know, praying and leading a prayer in front of thousands of people. And I just stood there and while making tawaf, and I'm like, subhanAllah, inshallah, one day that could be me. I want to lead a prayer in a masjid, which the passion just grew. Like my goal now, inshallah, is to lead a prayer in a masjid. And, you know, I had different goals before that, but now it's to practice my tajweed, you know, learn Quran, learn, memorize surat, which brings you happiness and joy. As I mentioned, I play a good game of footy. The happiness lasts an hour. But if I learn a surah, if I lead a prayer, the happiness lasts for days or weeks, subhanAllah. So, yeah, the passion's stronger than ever. And inshallah, I can continue that.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating to hear you say that, because I imagine there's a bunch of young kids who are dreaming of becoming football players, and your dream or your passion is to lead prayers in a mosque. So that's quite, you know, it's quite an amazing thing in one way.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Everyone's got dreams. I'm not saying I don't love footy. I love being an AFL player. I love living out my dream. But our religion and our deen is a way of life. And, you know, practicing, obviously, the fatah, fixing, like reading the fatah really properly and not having no major mistakes in that. But even being able to lead a prayer in front of 20, 30 people, and my passion, that's my passion now. So my goal is to inshallah lead that. But at the same time, I've got footy goals as well. But my priority is deen and religion.
So have your families, how much has your family supported you on this religious journey of yours?
Oh, subhanAllah, they're always very supportive. My family, I can't really, you know, you struggle to find words to describe how they are. They've been with me every step of the way, supporting me. And they even in tarawih, they give me the responsibility to lead the prayer. And for me as well, my brothers pray some, or lead a prayer. My two brothers, my nephew pray as well. So we're praying, sometimes praying congregation. But subhanAllah, they've always been there for me. They always motivate me and they support me whatever I do. And even when I tell them, if I've memorized a surah, if I'm reciting a certain surah, they've just got a smile from ear to ear, and which is something really important. To have a family to support you, it's very key.
Yeah. Do other members of the AFL offer support as well, or are they interested to learn more about what it is that you do from a spiritual angle?
Yeah, they my teammates always ask questions. It's about characters as well, the way you conduct yourself throughout the day. whenever it's time to pray, I've got a prayer room there. The players ask, and they, and I think a few of them have seen me pray as well. Yeah, it's just being, having good character and setting the example like that. My teammates fast with me. A couple of them fasted during Ramadan as well. Well, last year, actually, most of them fasted and got to experience that. So they've been very supportive as well. And it's amazing how when they come and ask questions, they want to, you know, learn about exactly what we do. And yeah, so I just answer their questions. And yeah, just having a supportive club is very, very important.
When you're representing in Islam in front of your teammates, what do you think is the biggest hindrance towards them or anyone else, for that matter, understanding Islam properly?
So I've spoken to him a couple of times. It's just sort of the way we live our life. And as I mentioned before, the character, I think the Prophet, peace be upon him, has mentioned that about having good character is so important. And, you know, it's as simple as smiling. It's as simple as saying hello, always helping, wherever you may be, helping people, always having that respect, you know, shaking someone's hand, having your full attention when you're speaking to someone. When it's time to pray, prayer is the most important thing, not delaying our prayer. When it's time to fast, we fast. I mean, when in Ramadan, you fast, and the reason why we're fasting. And like I always mention, the way you conduct yourself and the way your character is throughout the day and just in everyday life, you still like, I like to say I'm funny and I joke around a lot at the club, but it's having that balance as well. And subhanAllah, I feel like I mentioned the when I went to Umrah and how amazing that trip was. And so yeah, that's pretty, they're the ones that I like to mention about. And yeah, they're fascinated sometimes and they ask, as I mentioned, they ask a lot of questions, but yeah, the character one's a big thing for me.
How was Umrah? Was that your first trip?
Yes, so I went 2 years ago, which is my first trip. I went with Bashar Holi from the Richmond Football Club. And I went there, yeah, it was my first trip. And like I probably mentioned a few, like you can't describe the feeling. You're in Medina, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is mosque. You're in Mecca. Like it's something you can't really describe. And I went there last year and I got to take my family with me and got to take my mum, my wife, my sister, my two brothers with me, and I just doing tawaf and making dua. And I can't really explain. Like, I always wish to be there. I always watch, always go on YouTube and watch Mecca live, you know, watch people doing tawaf. I watch the Sheikh leading prayers in Medina, and it's amazing. Like, it's the holiest place in the world. And to, alhamdulillah, Allah's invited me twice now, and inshallah, the next time I want to be able to go there for Hajj. Inshallah. But yeah, as I mentioned, being able to take your mum, and I know the Kaaba as well, like she got to touch the Kaaba for the first time. I know it's all about the location, but for my mum to be able to be there and to be able to take her as well was, yeah, something I'll never ever forget.
So it sounds like you had a great experience, obviously, in Makkah and Medina, obviously. Have your interactions been like with the rest of the Muslim community?
So I've got an academy, so it's a multicultural academy. There's all kinds of cultures and religions. There's a few Muslim in there as well. For me, it's all I love to give back to help the community. A lot of charity work. We go visit schools to give talks or to run fitness sessions. Bash's academies as well. We go there, we help, we support each other. For me, even the Glenroy team, I coach an under-16s junior football club, which is my brother's team, and a majority of them are Muslim. And it's not to... I like doing that just to help, you know, to help these kids. And it's about footy, but it's about living and having good character as well. And, you know, during Ramadan, we go to a lot of Ramadan dinners. And so, subhanAllah, anywhere we can help, if there's programs that we can be a part of to help, inshallah, we're there to help. If we're giving chats at Muslim schools, we go and have a chat and then interact. You know, we have a sporting session, maybe footy or soccer, whatever it may be. Tomorrow, inshallah, I've got a Zoom session with AIA College, inshallah. So just talking about my journey and something similar. So whichever way we can help, our intention's always there, inshallah, and it's sincerity. So
I can pay testament to your work. My son doesn't know anything about football, but he knows who you are.
Inshallah, he follows Essendon.
Yeah, he just knows that Collingwood is bad and Essendon is good.
Subhanallah, yeah. So if we can, for me, it's taken me a while. I don't feel like I am a role model, subhanallah, but if I can help her wherever I can, inshallah, I'm always willing to help.
I mean, it's interesting to know that you don't see yourself necessarily as a role model. Many people do see you as a role model. Is that at all daunting for you?
I think, well, when I say that, I think it took me a few years to finally recognize, you know, kids come up to you, how are you, Adam? They want to have a chat and they're always so shy, and you see people just all like at shopping centers, wherever you go. I say that because the Prophet, peace be upon him, he's our role model. He's the greatest creation ever. He's the one we look up to live our life. So I find that sort of, yeah, embarrassing in sort of that way. But for me, setting the right example, having good character, as I mentioned before, it's simple. If a young kid comes up to you saying hello, you know, taking the time out of your day to say hello, speak to his family. If he wants a photo, taking a photo, having a kick with him. So it's as simple as just hopefully setting the right example and making sure, inshallah, we're sincere and yeah, hopefully just, inshallah, doing the right things, which is very important.
From what it sounds like, it sounds as though spirituality is a big thing for you.
Yeah, as soon as you mentioned that, yeah, it's a massive thing. So we're not allowed to go to the mosques now, but generally I usually go to the mosque every Fajr, every morning, and every prayer, Ishi prayer. And subhanAllah, you work your time around that. So whatever time Ishi was, I made sure nothing was on for that 30-40 minute period where I go to the masjid. And it's peaceful. You go there and there's no place in the world like besides Medina and Mecca. But every mosque you go to, subhanAllah, it's so much peace and spirituality there as well. And even I like praying. I wake up sometimes and pray Qiyam al-Layl, and it's the most amazing thing, praying, connecting yourself with Allah, making dua, and yeah, just taking the time out of your day to just connect yourself with our Creator.
So what do you do to unwind? Is it simply going to the masjid or listening to a nice tilawa?
Yeah, so I like to, as I mentioned, I like going to the mosque, and you know, I go there 20 minutes before, 30 minutes before, and I've got friends that go there as well, so we always have chats. And the masjid is number one, so you feel at peace, and it just brings so much tranquility into your life, just brings so much happiness as well. At the same time, I like watching lectures, you know, gaining some knowledge and learning. Every single day, I like to learn something new, and at the same time, I see my family a fair bit. We sit around, enjoying each other's company. I sleep a lot, so I like to sleep and nap a lot. But to be honest, I'm a very boring person, but I'll admit it, I enjoy what I do, but subhanAllah, it's the best thing, so I don't really complain, alhamdulillah.
So what kind of lectures are you mostly interested in these days?
So I've been watching a lot of about the companions and a lot of about the prophets, so it's just a mixture. Then you go onto YouTube and you watch, you know, it could be Mufti Menk talking about a certain thing, a certain topic, but yeah, I've been learning a lot about the companions and the prophets and just taking examples and implement them into our life, so we can learn so much from the way our prophets, peace be upon them, and the companions as well. So to learn in that sort of way. And I've got, I like watching Bilal Asad as well, some of his lectures. And I speak to my friend Lassim, so we chat a lot on the phone, and he always mentions hadiths, and he always mentions lectures he's watched or things that he can teach us and implement in our lives as well.
So are you a follower of this series, Irtaghal?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. Because if I start watching a show, I get hooked on it, and then I don't want it to take me away from the things that are really important. So as I mentioned before, but yeah, inshallah, maybe one day, inshallah. But for now, yeah, I'm focused on, you know, reciting Quran and watching lectures, inshallah, to gain knowledge.
We briefly spoke about you basically being a role model. Now, let's say there's a young man who wants to follow in your footsteps. What would you advise?
So the first things first is to never compromise the deen, never compromise our religion. You know, it could be something as small as whatever workforce it is, to be proud of who we are as Muslims, alhamdulillah, to have good character, as I mentioned before. You know, to always be, when you walk into a workplace or when you walk into wherever, making sure you're saying hello, have a smile on your face, being very respectful, you know, and telling your work, wherever it may be, telling the people you work with, you got to pray, setting out a time, setting a period where you can pray. When it's time to pray, leaving the things you're doing and praying on time. But to be a role model, it's just doing the right things. It's just trying to set the right example, always trying to help, giving charity as well. But yeah, subhanAllah, it's just to really enjoy our life as well, to connect yourself with Allah. He's our creator. Happiness comes through our deen, and to connect yourself with Allah and to take learnings from our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him. And his sunnah. So subhanAllah, those little things that we can implement in our lives.
Would you encourage youngsters to sort of try getting into the field of football?
I very much encourage so. So it's an amazing sport. I've grown up with it. I absolutely love it. Keeps you fit. Alhamdulillah, it's a full-time job for me. It's just exciting. It's a great atmosphere. And even when the local clubs, you know, if you're playing with your cousins or brothers or friends, you know, it's social cohesion, it's breaking down social barriers, and it's good to get out there and, you know, keep fit and interact with others. And yeah, it's good to take a mind off things as well. It's to keep healthy and to stay fit as well.
So just in your opinion, how do you think parents can encourage kids to pursue this path if they want to?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, it's just showing your kids support. I find very important taking your kids to training, you know, if they train for an hour, you know, taking them to training, asking them how their training session was, just asking them how their day was in general. Another important one is to take your kids to the games as well. Go and watch your child. SubhanAllah, a lot of parents don't watch their kids and they hear feedback from a lot of people that, mashallah, your child is very, very talented. He's mashallah, a very good player at footy. So showing your support, taking time out of your day to training, to games, and just encouraging them to take up sport. And, you know, for them, you know, playing sports like that, it keeps you, could keep you away from, like, keep you off the street and keep you with, you know, playing with cousins or playing alongside cousins and brothers or friends as well. So just support is a massive thing.
Right. On this journey of football, being a professional footballer, what do you think is the most amazing thing that you learned?
SubhanAllah.
What is the most amazing thing that you've learned or picked up?
The most amazing thing that I've learned, that happiness is through our deen and our religion. Now, I say this because I love footy and it does bring some sort of happiness. Footy's, it's important to me as well. But as I mentioned before, you play a good game, your happiness lasts for an hour. Oh, alhamdulillah, I played a good game. But our deen, you know, our way of life, our religion, learning to memorize in a surah or reading Quran, leading a prayer, you know, watching lectures and gaining knowledge, that's the true happiness. And living, praying charity, giving zakat, a form of charity, smiling, subhanAllah. So Allah is the most merciful, is the most forgiving as well. So to really connect yourself with Allah, which is very important.
It's interesting to hear. It's a very comprehensive answer, mashallah. So basically, I think as we wrap up, one of the things I'm curious about is where you see yourself in 20 years from now. Because I understand it, this particular field of football, it's not something that, you know, you can't be a footballer, I guess, when you're 60 or 50 or something like that. Where do you see yourself in the future, 20 to 30 years from now?
SubhanAllah. Like, obviously, we got plans. We plan,
I'm talking in general, even with the community, let's say.
Yeah, so for me, inshallah, I know Allah's the best of planners. So we've got a lot of ideas, and I've got the Adam Saad Academy, and we're putting in a lot of work and time and effort to come up with ideas to grow the programs, to grow the academies. So inshallah, after footy, I can go into that role and keep helping the community, keep building pathways and programs where they join the academies. And it's not just a footy academy, it's a footy, but it's a life experience academy, and it's a career pathway program. There's so many programs about career pathways, inshallah. So we've got ideas to implement those. And inshallah, work with my brother, Muhammad, to work with Wasim. And inshallah, by that time, you know, I'll have a few kids and I would have led a prayer in a masjid. But inshallah, working through the programs and the academies and to always give back to the community, inshallah.
It sounds like there's a great love of the community in there.
Yeah, so like, subhanAllah, our community, you know, to wish, you got to wish for your brother what you wish for yourself and for the community as well, to always give back and to help. And because you see so many of our youth, mashallah, very talented as well. They're very talented football players. They love their sports. And we don't want to see any of them go astray. We don't want any of them to, you know, whatever they may, we don't know what's going on in their lives. But inshallah, if we can implement things through academies and programs so they can join and, you know, to learn life lessons, learn about the religion, learn about footy as well, and giving back to the community is so important to me because Allah's given me so much. Alhamdulillah, He's blessed me. And I want, first and foremost, is to please Allah. So if I can help the community and make a difference in someone's life, I find it very important.
I think that's a good place to sort of wrap up, inshallah. Just before we do, I've got a small word game that I give to some of my participants. Just the first thing which comes into your mind, mention the word. All right. So, religion.
Prayer.
Football.
Half back line.
Oh, interesting response. You took some time to think about that one. Yes, that's okay. One. Stadium.
100,000.
Ball.
Footy.
AFL.
Bashahuli.
Wow, mashallah. Okay, book.
Quran.
Guidance.
Prophet, peace be upon him.
People.
Community.
Community.
Giving back.
Team.
Playing your role.
Okay, all great answers, mashallah. It sounds like Brother Bashar is a great influence on you.
Yeah, he's been playing for a few years and he's paved the way and we're very close. That's a panel of the way he's balanced his life as well. We're very close and we're always calling for chats and he helps me as well for a couple of, if I got questions and mashallah, the way he plays his footy as well. So mashallah, he's amazing. So he's a good role model to have.
It's good to hear that. As a last message to the listeners, what would you have them hear before we finish this particular episode?
A last message, during this pandemic and having a lot more time, Allah's given us more time to come back to Him, connect yourself with Allah. Just the time, what are we doing with our time? Are we using our time wisely? Are we spending 2 hours on social media or playing PlayStation compared to 10 minutes reading Quran or reciting? So inshallah, let's use our time wisely, connect ourselves, let's try to pray all the salat on time. Be grateful and humble, alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, Allah can take anything away from us. So Allah's showing us, let's come back to Him, let's connect ourselves, and inshallah, just have a smile on your face and be grateful for everything that Allah's have. Because Allah's got a plan for us, and subhanAllah, our religion is the greatest.
Thank you very much, Brother Adam, for your time.
No, it's Jazakallah. Thanks for having me.
It was good to see you. It's good to hear from you as well.
Jazakallah. Inshallah, we'll catch up soon. May you, Wasim. I'll
inshallah. Sounds wonderful.